A 37-story tower, a century-old bakery, and a biotech surge reshape San Diego's future. Downtown San Diego's skyline could look markedly different within a decade. Cressley Homes has proposed a 37-story residential tower in the downtown core, which, if built, would rank among the city's tallest structures. No confirmed unit count or construction timeline has been released, placing the project in early stages. Still, the scale of the proposal reflects developer confidence in the downtown residential market even as the broader condo sector faces pressure across the county. More immediately tangible project is Live Nation's bid to convert the 102-year-old Wonder Bread building into a music venue seating between 1,000 and 3,000 people. That capacity range targets what observers describe as a genuine gap in San Diego's live music infrastructure. Large arenas and small clubs exist, but almost nothing in between. An adaptive reuse of a historic structure rather than demolition would represent a favorable planning outcome. No construction timeline has been confirmed, though Live Nation's public engagement suggests planning conversations are substantive. The hotel market recorded a significant transaction in late August. Montage International acquired the Pendry San Diego, a 317-room property in the Gaslamp Quarter, for $147 million, or roughly $463,000 per room. The premium price reflects confidence in San Diego's tourism economy, though the acquisition changes ownership rather than the hotel's brand in the near term. On the affordable housing front, construction is underway on the Navajo Family Apartments in San Carlos, a 45-unit development with 8 units specifically designated for residents with intellectual or developmental disabilities. The county also approved an affordable housing and health facility project in Logan Heights on August 18. Cardis Therapeutics' $50 million Series B and Crafe's $33 million Pancreatic Cancer Diagnostics Fund build long-term economic depth, while General Atomics' $20 million California competes tax credit, tied to specific job creation and retention commitments at its DID fusion facility, anchors advanced manufacturing through accountability mechanisms. Both projects move slowly relative to headline-generating commercial development, but represent targeted investment in communities with acute need. The life sciences funding environment reinforces San Diego's position as a national biotech hub that pure grants typically lack. The industrial real estate market softening, however, with vacancy rising and net absorption turning negative in Q2, represents a financing headwind that will affect development economics across these sectors over the next 2 to 3 years.